Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Philippians chapter 3, verses 7 through 11. But whatever things were gained to me, those things I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ. More than that, I count all things to be loss in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them but rubbish so that I may gain Christ and may be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own derived from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, in order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead.
Regardless of how many people we meet or how many wonderful things we do in our lifetime, the greatest privilege of all is to know God. Nothing else can bring the joy and contentment we yearn for, and yet we frequently chase after worldly acceptance because we forget the treasure of truly knowing the living God. Oftentimes, people say a salvation prayer and remain satisfied with this first step. If they're asked, "Do you know God?" most will say they do. But there's a vast difference between knowing facts about God and personally relating to Him. Believers should continually be growing closer to the Father, always learning more about who He is and what He considers important. When people go through life depending on themselves, they never really know God. He will reveal Himself to a heart that is honest and transparent, not one that's full of pride and arrogance. It is in our brokenness and helplessness that we discover who the Lord is. Do you have a genuine hunger in your heart to know God? If so, ask Him, "Who are you? What are you like?" Then open yourself to God, not for His sake, He already knows you perfectly, but for your own sake. By spending time with your Father, you'll discover you are privileged indeed.